This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
If you have many fasts to make up from Ramadan, do you start with those first, or can you just get the 6 days of Shawwal done first? This is a very common problem that, of course, affects our sisters from menstruation and nifas, or maybe because they were traveling, or maybe because they were sick, and the brothers, if they were traveling or they were poorly at some time and couldn't fast. Now you got to make it up. And let's say you got quite a few. What should you do? Well, as a priority, the first option is always to make the obligatory actions up first. You can never compare the importance of obligations with sunnah, and you wouldn't, even from a logical point of view, go for that which is non-obligatory and leave that which you owe to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, number one, you would go and complete your obligatory fast, and then follow that up with the 6 days of Shawwal. A quick note here on the 6 days of Shawwal: it is recommended that you do them consecutively. It is not a must. The scholars don't obligate it, but it is good as a practice, as we have seen from our scholars, and also because it helps you not to miss and not to, you know, getting in that zone where you are in the fasting kind of framework helps and makes it easier as well. So that's the first, option. The second option is that, let's say you had many fasts to make up, like 20, and you only started on the 10th of Shawwal. So once you finish the obligatory, you're going to be outside of Shawwal. So when are you going to do the 6 days of Shawwal? Well, what you would do there is that you would actually do the obligatory fasts, and then you would follow it up with six extra, with the intention of it being Shawwal, even though you're not in Shawwal. Even if it's 2 months down the line, you will have those fasts accepted because you had no other choice but to do those 6 days of Shawwal outside of Shawwal. This is the fatwa of Shaykh Al-Uthaymeen, and I agree with it. Very simple. Pathetic to that. I like it. But let's now move to a third scenario. Imagine that there's too many that you have and it's too difficult to do such a large number. Is it possible? Is there some kind of solution? Yes, there is a position that some minority of scholars hold, and I am offering it to you as well. As the action of Aisha, we know that in Bukhari, she stated that she made up her obligatory Qadha Ramadan owing fast in Sha'aban the next year, which would indicate that throughout the year, there's no way that someone like Aisha radiallahu anha is missing out on normal supererogatory, non-obligatory fasts. So it's possible if there are many and there is a reason and you don't feel like you can do the obligatory now, you do the 6 days of Shawwal now and then you do it later, the obligatory ones afterwards. That's acceptable. But as a priority, try please to get the obligatory ones done first. No cheeky double intentions. I know folks try to do that, and I answered that in another video. You can't say, today I'll fast with the intention of making up my qadha, and then I'll also, you know, add a little cheeky kind of Shawwal one on. And no, you can't do that. These are separate actions. An obligatory fast has a separate individual action and intention that has to happen and start before Fajr. That's very, very important. So I hope that makes sense. Get the obligatory ones done first, and then get the 6 days of Shawwal after. Even if it's in the next 2 months after Shawwal, you'll be accepted, inshallah. Jazakumullah khair.